This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History and Daf Yomi. Today's daf has a reference to something called an anpirion, and there's some significant debate over what this word exactly means. Where did it come from in particular? Many scholars derive it from the relatively uncommon Greek word phoreon, which is how the word is translated when it appears in Shir HaShirim, Perek Gimel Pasuk Tes, into the Greek translation of the Bible, Septuagint. So it sounds like kind of the same, right? Phoreon, anpirion, may come from the word pherein, which means to carry in Greek. Another possibility, which is kind of fascinating, there's a Sanskrit word paryanka, and don't think it's so unusual that you see Sanskrit influences in the Talmud, because we know that there definitely was a certain amount of trade going all the way over to India, even at this point. Alexander the Great had already reached northern India, what would be today Pakistan, in the 3rd century, the 4th century before the Common Era. So it's not at all impossible that there's some Sanskrit influence in Hebrew vocabulary. It may have entered it through the Persian language as well. The root of that word paryanka in Sanskrit is the English word palanquin. And what is a palanquin? Well, it looks like this, which is exactly what we're talking about in our Gemara today, right? Fascinating. I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you atzlacha in your learning.